It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Bill Hemmer.
I'm Liz Claman.
I'm Sean Duffy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. Just how careful has Israel's military been these past 6 months? Criticism from internet trolls to world leaders has been unrelenting. But what do the hard figures say?
There is no evidence that the IDF have targeted civilians, aid workers, media, anything. They are targeting the combatant and doing it very discriminately, very precisely.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick, the show, as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Israel's military appears to make a withdrawal from parts of Gaza, calling it a chance to regroup and recharge. It comes after a very public mistake resulting in the death of aid workers, fueling more criticism of Israel's war in response to the Hamas attacks. But the criticism isn't new. From shortly after the October 7th attacks by Hamas, which killed some 1,200 people, and when the terror syndicate took more than 200 hostages, including American citizens, even President Biden publicly chastised Israel, charging them to follow international law. And now that criticism has reemerged very quickly after the deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers.
Well, I think one of the differences is the speed of the information before anybody knew what had happened getting to the world.
John Spencer had a career as a soldier and as a warrior, seeing battle in Iraq's Sadr City. He's now the chairman for urban warfare studies at the Modern War Institute at West Point, the U.S. Military Academy. He's a published author, and he has recently toured the IDF operating areas like the sieged city and former Hamas stronghold of Khan Yunis.
This was the Hamas and other members on the ground airing the photos of what had happened before anybody even knew it had happened. I imagine before the IDF had realized it was a grave mistake, that this is basically information warfare, and we live in an age where wars are fought in a fishbowl, where everybody can see it. They can see it almost through a soda straw. They have no idea what they're looking at, and then they immediately form an opinion on what happened.
And what's that? Once that opinion happens, there then comes in the rest of the PR work, because you have to, I guess, at least on the Israeli side with this, they had to at least come up with explanations pretty quickly.
Absolutely, which is unique in the speed of your ability. It was very similar to the mass world running with the story that the IDF had bombed a hospital early in the war and ended up being a terrorist bomb that went off course and hit a parking lot of the hospital. But it didn't matter at that point, despite that the IDF had to make sure it wasn't an accident of theirs and nothing had been fired even near that location. Same thing in this situation. At the speed of a military in the middle of a war, having to go, wait a minute, what just happened? Run the investigation. At this level, for this event, it was done at the national level. Immediate response, immediate ownership, which is, yes, like you said, this has happened to the U.S. military very recently, to include in 2021 in the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at this speed of immediate responsibility, immediate acknowledgement of a grave mistake, immediate also action being taken to ensure before the investigation has even been done, what the IDF did, stand up in a complete new process, a new commander, a new office to ensure that even if before the investigation is done, that a mistake like this doesn't happen again.
As we've mentioned, these mistakes have happened in wars before. The United States really had a bungle with regard to the Afghanistan withdrawal. There was, I believe, an aid worker and his family that were killed inadvertently. There didn't seem to be as much scrutiny when that happened. And there are plenty of people, I believe yourself included, who have made the argument that the Israeli military is under an incredible amount of scrutiny that other militaries either are not under, and there are never even calls for them to be under.
Right. Not at this speed, not at this voracious misinterpretation or wanting anything negative to happen to show some type of level of intent. Like you said, the U.S. military has made grave mistakes in the past, acknowledged responsibility, but the world didn't just run with a story that this proves everything that they believe. It proves that the IDF are intentionally targeting civilians, aid workers, that even unfortunately people of very a lot of influence immediately jumping on this was intentional. Like how could you say that without even knowing what happened? No, it was intentional. They knew they were targeting aid workers and assumed that they were targeting one combatant, and they made that decision purposely. And this shows that the entire war, they have been doing this the entire time. I've never seen that. I mean, you have to acknowledge that's because this is Israel, because of everything. It's unique, but there have been people who said the United States military have committed war crimes, have indiscriminately bombed or targeted civilians in almost every action we've ever been in, but it didn't have the immediacy, it didn't have the influence, and didn't have the real ability to stop a war, even when everybody agrees that the pursuit of the war is just, right? We have this theory called just war theory, where is your goal just, and are you doing it justly, with honor, with respect to civilian life, with doing everything humanly possible to prevent civilian casualties, to prevent accidents? And the answer for the IDF is absolutely, all evidence says yes.
Let's talk about that, Evans. You've recently been there. You've toured this. You study modern warfare. You're the chair of the Urban War Studies at the Modern War Institute. So this is definitely, certainly your wheelhouse. You have practical experience. You have academic experience with it. Let's give the IDF a grade, please, on how well they're prosecuting this war, not just with the goal of rooting out their enemy, but also to try to take as many safeguards as you can. You've seen this stuff up close. You have the ability to give this grade.
Yeah. And like you said, I've been studying it only this type of warfare, the combat in hell, which is almost looks like it's undoable or it's impossible to do. I give the IDF the highest rating, not just because of my research to any like situation, even though there isn't any, but actually being on the ground, unlike all those who think they know what's going on and do an assumption. Right. I was in Khan Yunis less than a month ago, interviewing every person in the chain of command of the IDF, being on the ground, seeing how it's actually in the IDF have even amazing me taking every step, and even in within themselves to prevent any civilian harm, because it's the right thing to do, to include taking immense risks to themselves. Wow. But they've done everything that I would ever teach on how to prevent civilian casualties, despite fighting a combatant whose goal, first in history, Evan, yes, all vile terrorists of the world try to use human shields so that you can't get to them, right? But Hamas is the first in history that is trying to sacrifice their own civilians in order to achieve their political goal. They literally say, we don't want to listen to them, that they want as many of their civilians to die as possible. And the IDF acknowledged that and still have found a way, and in urban warfare is very unique. And this is what they're not getting credit for. Everybody wants to go back to the way the war started, but the IDF have actually found a way, just look at from, let's say from February, found a way to fight Hamas and destroy Hamas without bringing civilian casualties, which was already to a historic low for urban combat, but now to a historic low for combat in general, as they were prosecuting Hamas in places like Khan Yunis.
John Spencer is the chair of urban warfare studies at the Modern War Institute at West Point. He has been studying the work of the IDF as it continues its war in Gaza, and he is our guest on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. We'll have more straight ahead. The numbers that come out of Gaza, often from sources that are quite dubious, Hamas themselves, for that matter, have put numbers in the tens of thousands. But in big wars, there are tens of thousands of people who die. There are more than that number. Let's talk about more real numbers that we could understand. Talk about ratios. Talk about percentages.
So it's so difficult, Evan, that's One, this is the first war I've ever seen where that's the overall indicator of whether the military is doing the right things.
Yeah.
Or that you think there's an alternative in urban combat. And basically, the idea that there could be zero civilian casualties, no matter what step you took, no matter how much time you waited, no matter what tools you used, the belief that you could, there could be zero civilian casualties. Yes, the ratio seems to be, for some reason in this war alone, what is your civilian to combatant ratio, which is, you know, irrelevant to what the actual combatant disposition strength, how it's defending underground, under civilians, how it's using human shields, but nobody cares. They just want, what is your civilian to combatant ratio, which has never been done in the history of mankind. But even if you took the numbers, right, took Hamas's numbers, because that's the only person who's giving numbers, down to the single digit, which again, in urban warfare history is historic, as in nobody's ever been able to tell you during a battle, that whether the U.S. military or anybody else, how many civilians are dying daily down to the single digit. But fine, take Hamas's numbers, believe Israel's even close to number of actual combatants killed, and is still lower than other like battles or urban combat in general. If you're going to go one civilian or one combatant to two civilians, one to three, but it's the context of the enemy that matters. It's the context of the situation on the ground. But more importantly, it's the action of the military conducting the operation. And by all evidence, to include the U.S. the U.S. administrations, there is no evidence that the IDF have targeted civilians, aid workers, media, anything. They are targeting the combatant and doing it very discriminately, very precisely, despite what the enemy is trying to do.
How does the military take those precautions? Because one would think, look, you just start shooting, but obviously, no, we have professional soldiers, whether it's the United States military, the IDF insists they are professional. So how are those precautions taken? I think a lot of people don't understand the exact amount of planning and restraint that goes into these things.
That's right. And I think that's the big one, because it's unique to urban warfare, which a lot of people are just unfamiliar to include. Yeah. If you served in the military or served in defense or national policy, you're unfamiliar to urban combat and the fact that it is the one place on the planet where there is the most restrictions on the use of force, what you can target, what weapons you can use, everything. How do you do it from an army level down to the individual soldier level? From a military level, one of the best steps that's ever been created, if the context allows, is to wait and evacuate civilians out of harm's way. And this is exactly what Israel did. Unlike other militaries, to include the U.S. military, like when we attacked Baghdad, we attacked Kabul. Again, the contexts are different. But if you have the capability, evacuate the civilians. And this is, you know, despite Israel being condemned for doing it in the beginning of the war, when they evacuated 1 million people, 850,000 of those millions did evacuate before the battle even began. That's the first step, is to get as many civilians out of harm's way as possible while still trying to contain your enemy and surprise your enemy and allow your enemy to surrender if they will, which is a tactic as well.
Right.
Once you've evacuated, then you have to, again, still only target military targets. You have to enter the enemy's defense and expose yourself so that they will show hostile activity, as in they'll shoot at you or they'll do other things, place bombs and everything. Right. This is why it's so hard, because you have to restrain yourself. And what the IDF have done is telegraph every move that their military is going to make by surrounding areas, evacuating the civilians, handing out their maps to the civilians, broadcasting daily pauses to their actions, telling the civilians and the enemy, I will be here today, and for these 4 hours, I'm not going to conduct any combat. So they telegraph every punch or every action that they're doing in the pursuit of civilian harm. At the individual soldier level, you have to do what's called positive identification of an enemy, right? You have to identify, and how hard that is when your enemy is literally wearing civilians, dropping his weapon, moving to a different building, popping up out of a hole, walking popping back under the hole, attacking you. It's hard to really express in words the difficulty, but the restraint that the IDF had actually shown that nobody will believe.
Why won't they believe that? This may go beyond the scope of your normal examinations, but there appears that there might just be a bias against them.
I mean, I don't think that's an appearance. I think that's a fact, Evan.
Yeah.
That there's a bias against Israel, the IDF. There is a long history. I don't study that. I study military action.
Right.
And this is really the ignorance. So I think it's a combination of bias and ignorance. One, there's an ignorance to war. So they do, like, even people that don't have a bias are like, I don't care what you're saying, John Spencer. There are this many civilian casualties. That means, according to me, whoever it is interpreting with ignorance, that they are trying to kill civilians, right? I mean, they're trying to destroy Gaza. They're trying to erase it. Like, I'm telling you from the evidence on the ground and from the history of war, it's the actually opposite of what you're believing, but you're so ignorant that you can't even let the information into your head.
John Spencer, you're the chair of urban warfare studies at the Modern War Institute at West Point. You are also an author. You're quite published in a lot of news blogs these days, not to mention a podcast host in your own right. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.